Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. I hurt my shoulder like probably two weeks ago. It's not bad or anything, but it was just hard to like drink coffee. And it's finally better. So I decided to do jujitsu last night. And oh my gosh, I don't know if you've ever done it before, but oh boy, I'm not as spry as I was in my youth. I used to be a wrestler. But yeah, I'm not what I thought I was, that's for sure. On that note, I was going to go over something kind of light today. And again, when you find that verse, when you find a couple of those verses that you can rest on and you can set your mind on and you can bring up when you're going through things, it's such a blessing. And I want to go over this. If you go over to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." I don't even know if you know that God is love. I didn't know God is love, you know, until I read this. God is love, and when you dwell in God, you dwell in love. And that's including loving yourself. It's loving yourself, it's loving other people, it's looking out for yourself. I'm bad about this. Yesterday I did something that I wasn't really too happy about, and I saw something in my personality I didn't realize I had. And, well, I do realize I have it, but I had to confront it. And I was beating myself up about it. And I would never treat a friend the way I treat myself. And the thing is you got to treat yourself well too. You got to treat yourself with love as much as you treat other people with love. Because you are a new spiritual being and God can do all things. It doesn't matter. Like, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to his purpose. So even if you mess up, God is going to take care of it, and it's ultimately going to work in your respect. He's going to take care of you. So God is love. Verse 17, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." You're spiritual. You're spiritual, and that spiritual being, it cannot sin. You have the carnal man. The carnal man is imperfect. The carnal man is always walking towards the state of death because of what Adam did. That one transgression created the state of death, that sinful nature. But then one man, Christ Jesus, came in order that we could be freed and become sons of God. Chosen, but not just chosen like God is saying, "These are my children." Chosen that you are born spirit. And you can walk towards that spiritual life. Life in all of its manifestations, all of its visibility. And truly love without respect to persons. Verse 18, "There is not fear in love." If you are love and you dwell in God, there is not fear in that. So if you're having fear, you're not dwelling in God's love. You got to change your mind, and this is the reason. "There is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment or punishment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." If you're walking around in fear, you got to get your mind to wrap back around God. And you got to know, this isn't from God. This fear is not from God. I got to change my mind. I got to change my heart. This is when I sit down and I write my prayers out. Big prayers, deep prayers, everything I'm dealing with prayers, things that I just want God to take care of and take off my plate so I stop thinking about it. Because we're not to live in perpetual torment. You're not to live in perpetual torment. You're not to live constantly fearing. You have the ability to change your mind. You can renovate your thoughts, but it's you that chooses. It's not God that's going to possess. Verse 19, "We love him because he first loved us." God loves you. God loved you first. God loved you first before you loved God. And I'm so thankful for that. If I even really get into it, I'll start tearing up. Because honestly, the carnal, I mean, it's like a child. Like, You just love him. You take care of him. You do everything for him. And that's how he looks at you. That's why you're called a son, not a servant. He took us from servitude into sonship. Servitude into sonship. And you're one of them. Chapter 5, verse 1 of 1 John, whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born or sired of God. You're born of God. You are a son of God. And everyone that loveth him that beget, or everyone that loveth God, loveth him also that is begotten or sired of God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and we keep his commandments. And again, his commandments, there are two new commandments: to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. I just love that perfect love casts out fear, and God is love. You can always lean on God. Always. You just got to remember it and get focused on the word and put those verses in to change your mind. Again, all things work together for those that love God. All things work together for good to those that love God. It's a great verse. Have a great day. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's biblical. You never pray to Christ. Have a great day. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the moments of my life. I thank you for, I'm just very, very grateful for showing me the SEO thing that I've been battling with for really years, that it's over. And or at least it's over for the next couple minutes. And I thank you again for just the people that you put in my life. I thank you for today, that it's a blessed day, for my brother, for my sister-in-law, that you protect him. I also pray for my sister, for her flight home, that you just bless her and take care of her, my parents. And then their loved ones. I'm very, very grateful for you and just for the moments. I'm thankful, Father. I lift up a great day to you. I ask for a hedge of protection around your people and again for our country. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.